Hello and good morning. This is Mark Rogers, bringing you the Gospel reflection for today from Luke chapter 21, verses 5 to 11. The title is The Destruction of the Temple Foretold. When some were speaking about the temple in Jerusalem, how it was adorned with beautiful stones and gifts dedicated to God, Jesus said, "As for these things that you see, the days will come when not one stone will be left upon another. All will be thrown down." They asked him, "Teacher, when will this be? And what will be the sign that this is about to take place?" And he said, "Beware that you are not led astray. For many will come in my name and say, 'I am he,' and 'the time is near.' Do not go after them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified. For these things must take place first, but the end will not follow immediately." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes, and in various places famines and plagues, and there will be dreadful portents and great signs from heaven." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Jesus was in an apocalyptic mood when he went to Jerusalem, at least in the Gospels of Mark, Matthew, and Luke. These three Gospels record a change in mood in Jesus. He talks at length about the end of times. He prophesies the destruction of the temple. He warns of war and famine and plague. John's Gospel is different. It's not apocalyptic. There's no talk of the end times. And the timeline is different. Jesus goes to Jerusalem on at least three occasions in John's Gospel. It's interesting that Mark, Matthew, and Luke write these apocalyptic-themed passages as preludes to Jesus' death. I suspect this reflects Paul's understanding of the interrelatedness of Jesus' death, resurrection, and return. Honestly, it amazes me when clergy talk of Jesus' return in a literal sense, meaning that one day in the future, Jesus will appear supernaturally and the world will end. I wonder how they can square this with what we observe today about the history and the nature of the cosmos. For me, it seems highly, highly unlikely that this is going to happen. Surely we have to understand the return, in inverted commas, the return of Christ in a metaphorical or a non-literal way. What disturbs me most, though, about this apocalyptic speculation is its violence. The imagined return of Jesus is described with reward and punishment. Why can't we imagine Jesus returning with food for the poor, with him magically melting all weapons of destruction, with a chemical change in our brains to make us less inclined towards violence and make us more empathetic, more gentle, with bombs falling from the sky being changed into flowers and petals and even maybe bread and so on? Why all the violence? Let's reimagine our Christian dogmas and doctrines, transforming them into something that will inspire hope for a less violent, more peaceful, more just, and more sustainable future.